Today's podcast takes a look at Roth conversions. The Roth conversion presents a unique opportunity to investors looking for tax-free income during retirement. All individuals, regardless of income, are allowed to convert as much or as little of their IRA and eligible employer-sponsored plan assets as they want. So with some careful planning, this strategy can help maximize future retirement savings and add another layer of tax diversification to your portfolio. First, here are some basics and key features of Roth IRAs. Contributions are made with after-tax dollars, and withdrawals of your contributions can be taken anytime, tax and penalty-free. Earnings grow free of federal and state taxes, provided certain conditions are met. There are no required minimum distributions when the account holder turns age 70 and a half. Qualified distributions are tax and penalty free after 5 years, provided one of the following conditions is met. The account holder is age 59 and a half or older, incurs a disability, is a first-time home buyer up to $10,000 lifetime limit, passes away, uses them for qualified medical expenses or higher education. Now please note, qualified distributions are taken from the non-taxable portion first. Only when all contributions have been withdrawn will any earnings or conversion assets be distributed, which are subject to tax and early withdrawal penalty unless an exception applies. So who can convert to a Roth? Any taxpayer can convert traditional, rollover, SEP, or simple IRA after 2-year period, as well as employee and sponsored plan assets to a Roth. Also, thanks to the passage of the American Tax Relief Act of 2012, those with access to a qualified plan containing a Roth provision will also have the opportunity to convert their contributions at any time without the need of a triggering event. The conversion amount is reported and taxed as the distribution for the conversion year. Well, what are the tax implications of a conversion? There's one very important rule to keep in mind when it comes to converting to a Roth. Federal and state income taxes must be paid on any portion of the conversion that has not already been taxed. So, when considering a conversion, you must understand the tax implications and how you will pay the taxes incurred. If an account has been funded with both non-deductible and deductible contributions, federal income tax is owed on the previously untaxed amounts. Under the pro rata rule, the calculation for taxes owed on the conversion is based on the ratio of non-deductible contributions to the market value of the account. For IRAs, all account balances are aggregated, not just the account being converted. In other words, if non-deductible assets are converted from a traditional IRA to a Roth and you hold other IRAs, it is assumed that the conversion amount comes prorated from the aggregate amount of money in all of your traditional IRAs. The formula for counting tax-free amount is this: non-deductible contributions divided by total value of your IRAs equals the percent of conversion amount that is tax-free. Some other considerations are: a Roth conversion must be executed by December 31st. Individuals have until April 15th of the following year to pay taxes on the conversion. If it is discovered that the taxpayer was ineligible to convert or changes his or her mind about the decision, recharacterization, i.e. a do-over, must be effected by October 15th of the year following the conversion. From all of us at Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, thank you for your ears.